I will get him back.
Do whatever it takes to bring our son home.
I will help you to the other side. That is a promise.
We're gonna ask for forgiveness instead of permission. You all right?
Solid.
Chicago PD tonight. And joining us in studio, Jason Begay. Nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm good.
Let me get you a mic. There you are. How are you?
I'm still good.
It's a little early for you.
Yeah. It is early.
Now, do I know the story right? You were going to be a recurring character, and now you become a center player on the show.
I'm just that good.
That's exactly right.
Guilty as charged.
I could tell when you walked in.
Yeah.
All right, for people that already love Chicago, look, we're all in the same business here. We all want more people to listen and to watch and everything else. So if you don't know what we're about to talk about, you will after you start watching tonight. It's an easy thing to catch up on Chicago PD. But I have a sense that people on the show aren't telling Hank enough. I have a feeling they're holding back information from you.
Holding back information from
me? I have a feeling you're not getting everything you need to know to do the job that the people of this city have asked you to do.
You know, the thing about Hank Voigt, he knows.
Oh, he all knows.
He knows.
He knows all.
He's got antennas. He's so present. You can't lie to Hank Voigt.
What's going on with you and Stillwell?
I probably shouldn't say this.
It's complicated.
Well, we end up together.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It's a whole thing. It's a romance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who leads when you dance?
You're going to have to tune in.
It's tonight. It's the premiere of the new season of Chicago PD at 9 o'clock. You've had a fascinating life, Jason. I was reading some background information on you. Best friends with JFK Jr. and went to school with Duchovny as well, David Duchovny?
That's true.
And do you stay friends with Duchovny?
Probably we communicate, I'd say, almost every day.
Well, how about that? So what school are we talking about?
Collegiate School for Boys in New York City.
Now, that sounds like a reformatory.
It was. No, it's a tiny little school. Very, very. I really learned a lot there. I loved the school. I went there from first to 12th grade. David came in ninth grade.
But here's the thing. JFK Jr., obviously everybody knows who he is.
Uh-huh.
And he's got his own thing. I don't know. How do you become friends?
Had his own thing.
Well, yeah, I don't even like to think about it in those terms. I'm sure you don't either. But how do you become friends with him? You just walk up to him and go, hey, I'm Jason. How you doing?
I think it was actually the other way around.
Oh, he came up to you?
Yeah, he came to our school in fifth grade. And I don't know, you know, how do kids become friends? You know, and I became his family. You know, I spent a lot of time with them. First time I ever went to Europe, his mother took me there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that would be an amazing experience.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just a kid, so they're just people.
Yeah, so you don't know at that point, right? You don't know what you don't know. He was a sports guy. You're an athlete?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, so did you guys play ball together occasionally?
He wasn't an athlete in high school.
Oh, he wasn't?
No. I mean, he was fit.
Right.
I think he was into getting in shape.
Right.
But he wasn't particularly athletically gifted.
Now, you're a good-looking dude, but honestly, we're talking about JFK Jr. here. So do you play the carom there, you know, the girls that don't get all the way to him, they get to you and Duchovny?
Get well soon.
I don't even know what, you know what happened there. Seems like a legitimate question on my part. Duchovny, now Duchovny seems like a funny guy, fun guy to hang out with. Still true?
Yeah, I mean, I don't hang out with people I don't enjoy hanging out with.
Okay, don't start with me.
All right, don't you start
Let me tell
with
you,
me.
Hey, don't make me come over there.
Come on, get him.
I wouldn't go over there.
Put him in the cage. I'm going to spank him.
Save it for Stillwell. All right, so stand by a second. Let's get traffic and then more on Chicago PD. Are we did traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did
Let's
traffic.
Let's do weather.
Was I here for that?
It's going to be cold this winter.
Right. We did do traffic now.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and more with my new best friend, Jason Begay. Stand by for that on 720 WGN. Great cast, great scripts, and a new season of Chicago PD tonight, 9 o'clock on NBC 5 here in Chicago and throughout the Midwest. Obviously, check your local listings wherever you're listening in America. Jason Begay is here. Jason plays Hank. How many people think your voice is fake before they meet you? Like they think it's something you do for the show?
It is something I do for the show.
So you're just doing it for the interview as well?
Yeah, I've got kind of a high-pitched whine.
Richard Simmons-y?
Not that low.
Yeah. But when you meet people, do people think you're goofing them?
No. No, this is my voice. I don't know. It's always weird. You know, it's like, this is the way I talk. So,
do you think about suing Christian Bale since he's doing you doing Batman?
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah, no, he isn't. Do me a favor. Just say, I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Right? I'm not lying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when your voice changed, this is what it sounded like?
It still hasn't changed. You know, it's my other testicle is yet to descend.
Well, yeah. So when that happens, you'll be out of show business.
That's right.
Or in a completely different form.
You're watching CNN.
James Earl Jones calls and goes, now that guy's got a voice.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I just like to hear this. You know, you got little kids.
Yes, I do.
And even if you do mind, I don't care because I want you to do this anyway. You know the classic children's book, Goodnight Moon?
Yeah, Goodnight Moon.
Yeah. Yeah. I just got a page from Goodnight Moon. If you could read that for me as Hank. All right, so I want you to read this for me as Hank from Chicago PD.
Goodnight Moon. Goodnight cow jumping over the moon. Goodnight light and the red balloon. Good night, bears. Good night, chairs. Good night, kittens. And good night, mittens. Good night, clocks. And good night, socks. You want me to continue?
Yes, I do.
I do.
It's my favorite part of the show so far.
Mine too.
Good night, little house. And good night, mouse. Good night, comb. And good night, brush. Good night, nobody. Good night, mush. And good night to the old lady whispering hush. Good night, stars. Good night, air. Good night, noises everywhere.
That is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
What said mittens?
Mittens.
And kittens.
Now, when you're.
Damn it, Antonio, where are my mittens? My hands are freezing. Where the hell are my mittens? They were attached to my jacket. I had the little clips, the alligator. Where the hell are they? I am hopping mad.
Now, when your seven-year-old has a sleepover,
yeah,
there's a boy or a girl, the seven-year-old?
Two boys.
Okay, so there's a little guy go, Dad, don't read a story.
No, they like it. I'm a good story.
Dad, you're going to scare my friends.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good. You know, it's funny because I'm not that strict, but I realize from other parents, and I think it's the voice, I just say, hey, guys, you got to clean that up, and it always happens.
Okay.
You know, the other
kid. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Because it just sounds scary, but I'm really kind of
honest. What do you like in a customer service dispute?
Well, I can't. I get hung up on a lot. Because usually I don't do the customer service thing, and I can be fairly colorful with my language. And people tell me, don't swear at me. I didn't swear at you. I was swearing, but not at you. I didn't say you.
I can just see him.
What the. Are you guys thinking?
You're going to be.
That's not swearing, and then it's over.
You're going to be here for a portion of the holidays. I just want to warn all the retail outlets.
Merry Christmas.
All the outlets on Michigan Avenue that when you come in, it'd be advisable to make sure you get what you pay for.
That's right, and I want my mittens attached to my jacket. Is that too much to ask? God.
I'm going to come by the set in November when you're whining about how cold you are
this
and play this back for you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, it's great to meet you. Congratulations on the success, and I hope we can do this again because you obviously have found out that I'm your best friend.
You are my best friend.
That's right. It's a minute before 8. That's Jason Begay, and it's Chicago PD. Let's see what happens tonight, because I have a feeling that Voight and Stillwell are going to end up in the Dells together.
The silos. Okay.
More in a minute on 720 WGN.